Welcome to Canny Cross Conversations with me, Michelle.
And me, Louise, talking all things dogs, running and canny sports.
Hello, welcome to this episode of Canny Cross Conversations. Today we have a Canny Cross story for you, and we're joined by Sue Round, who races in the veteran category of Canny Cross. And now Louise and Sue know each other through racing at the same events, but I've just met you tonight, Sue, so please do introduce yourself to us all and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Sue. At the moment I'm doing a bit extra Canny Cross, and I've also started to dabble in Bikershore. I've got
mad.
It's really adrenaline. That's what
we'll talk about that later.
Adrenaline fix. Yeah. So I started Canny Crossing in 2018. I'd gone to Crofts, saw it at Crofts, and thought, oh, I need to get myself fit. I'll have a little go at that. The week after Crofts, I went along to beginners Canny Cross run. Bearing in mind, at this time, I didn't actually run full stop, and I hadn't run since I left school. So you think you see the word beginners, and you think, oh, that's fun. Not realising it was beginners Canny Cross, not necessarily beginners to running. And then you get there, and you're thinking, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to embarrass myself. So I went on this run, and then I couldn't walk for days afterwards.
Yeah, because it's not
but,
slow, is it?
No, but I did it. And I thought, you know what, if I can do that, well, then I decided to get the Couch to 5K app and then started taking the dog with me just as a bit of support.
Yes.
And it just went from there, and really, really enjoy running.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I've got lots of questions just from that now.
Well, then just let me ask this one. Yeah. Then. Which dog did you have? What dog did you have?
I got Bracken, and which is the pointer. And I'd got Murphy, but I took Bracken with me, which is the pointer, because he was more sedate, more, I'll just trot along. Yeah, no, Bracken and Canny Crossing, it was a bit of a, depending on the weather.
I've got one of those.
Go on, Michelle, you can ask all your
questions. Have you always had dogs then? Have dogs always been a part of your life?
Growing up as a child, we never had a dog. In fact, we only had rabbits. One rabbit, that was and a hamster. So we never had any other pets in the house. And then when we got married, we had our first dog, which was a rescue dog, which was Taffy. And then we had a German Shepherd Collie Cross, which was called Sox, and he was 18 when we passed away.
Oh, wow.
And it was a long time. We had a few years with no dogs at all, with us both working full time. We just didn't think it was fair. So when my husband retired, the week he retired, on that weekend, we had Murphy, who's a Springer Cross, and he's now, will be 12 this month.
Oh, wow. And then you've got a few more, haven't you?
Yeah, so 12 months after we had Murphy, we had Bracken, which is the pointer. And we've now got two Eurohounds as well, which Sid, he's 5, and Uhtred, the Dark Destroyer.
He's huge.
He's huge, but he's very handsome.
Well, yeah, okay.
And yeah, he's huge, very handsome, but he has a habit of destroying things as a pup, hence the reason he got that name. So but he's now, believe it or not, he's now 3 in May.
Has he calmed down a bit?
Destroying wise, yes. Calm down. No. But to be fair, in the house, he's very, very loving. He just likes to be on your lap. He doesn't realise he's like 32 kilos and not a lap dog. And he has no idea of personal space.
But apart from that.
He's a very, very loving dog, but just doesn't realise that he's a bit bigger than what he is.
So what made you go for Eurohounds then?
We'd gone to, in 2019, we went to Belgium to the European Championships. It was absolutely awful weather, and it was just wet. It was mud, not Bracken's favourite conditions. And then we were just talking to somebody, Claire O'Brien. She was there with her dogs, and she got a pup, and she said, oh, there's still a couple of pups left from this litter. And then it all went from there, and Alan was going, no, 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 we're having no more dogs, no, no. Then it went from no to, well, maybe. And then the breeder was at the event, although he hadn't got the pups with him. And then by the end of the weekend, we'd actually agreed to have one of the pups.
Were you worried about having a Urohan then? Because that would, you know, because you thought, what's only five now? Mm. It's they're huge, aren't they? And they're fast. I mean, I've seen you as you pass me occasionally.
I think Sid's not big in the scheme of things. I think Sid's no bigger than a GSP.
But they're strong, aren't they?
They are strong. They are strong. But I think Sid's picked up more of the GSP genes. People tend to look at him and think he's pure GSP rather than Euro. But they are big dogs and they are strong dogs. But then I'm not really a tiny framed person. If anybody doesn't know, I'm 5'10", so I'm not particularly small.
No, but it is because I don't know about you, Michelle, because Poppy's not very big, really, is she? But
she's 22 kilos. She's kind of, I'd say, like collie sized. Yeah. She's definitely smaller than a GSP.
Pickle's 24 kilos, which is why I have no hope against you, Sue, sometimes. Not that I'm bitter.
But at his peak, Rackham was 30 kilos. So it wasn't as though I'd gone from having a very small dog to run with and then suddenly having like 16, 17 kilo dog, then going up to a 30 kilo dog. I was used to running with Bracken, although he didn't run that often because if it was wet or muddy, I really decided he wasn't going to run.
But they are different. They are. I mean, what was the difference from going from sort of Bracken to a Eurohound? It must have been because, you know, they're bred for racing, aren't they?
They are bred for racing, and I think it's the focus. Right from soon, I mean, Sid was 7 months when we had him, so we didn't have him as a very young pup. So he would been with his breeder up until the time we took him on. But it's the focus, completely different. Completely different head on him, and straight from day one, his focus has been there.
So how did that cope with your running? Were you, I mean, obviously you were fitter and everything like that, but were you fit enough, I suppose,
probably not as fit as I could be. I mean, even now with Uhtred, I don't think I'm fast enough for him, which I think is why he enjoys the bike more. And I think if you're not fast enough for the dog, they can then get distracted. Whereas actually Sid's a little bit more mature now. So Sid being five, and he'll either go at a nice steady pace, and he'll go on he'll do 10, 15K at a nice steady pace, or we'll go and put a fast 5K in. Uhtred doesn't understand the difference between a steady run, and he wants to go, that's it, full pelt all the time.
So before we get onto the bike chore side of things, can we just rewind a little bit and just talk about starting running? Because you are relatively new to it, yet you're doing really well, aren't you, in your age category. So can you talk us through kind of how you started out and how you got into racing? What kind of training you do, really?
Yeah, so I started with the Couch to 5K app. And I'd go down to the local nature reserve and take Bracken with me. Again, he's my comfort blanket. Got to week nine, and at that time I'd started going out on a couple of little social runs with the time at Shropshire Canicross, because they're very much stop start, and it actually then suited what I was doing with Couch to 5K. And then it was Fur Nations at Cannock on the bank holiday weekend of the May, and I'm thinking, that might be good fun, as you do. And bearing in mind, I hadn't finished week 9 of Kept 5K at this point. And I decided to enter the 3 days, which is the 2 5Ks and the 10K.
Wow. So
it's only half an hour away, not half an hour's drive. It'll be fine. So it was actually week 9 on the first, that weekend as I entered the race. And I did day 1. And I think Dawn said, I think Alan had said to Dawn, Alan, my husband, said to Dawn, you know, she's a bit nervous. It's the first race. Well, she can start at the back if she wants. And he says, well, no, she won't like that. So, yeah, I went off with the rest of the, I think it was an age group. So I went off with the rest of the age groups. And I thought, didn't do too bad. I think I came in 8th. And I thought, oh, that's not too bad. And then did the next day, which was the Sunday, same again. I had a really small run on the Sunday. And by this time, you're thinking, oh, my legs are aching. But I'd entered the 10K, and Alan's going, well, if you don't want to do it, or just do what you can. And then I think, no, I'm going to finish. And I actually finished the 10K on that weekend. And so the 10K was the first week, it was the weekend I actually finished doing Catch to 5K.
That's an incredible achievement.
And then I couldn't walk for days after. But I couldn't walk for days after. I was in absolute agony.
That's nothing new after a race, really, is it, when you've gone now? So do you,
and then it just I think it's went from there.
So do you do anything else with your training now? So do you do a training plan with your running?
Or? I did, yeah. So I've got, yeah, so I did 3 years ago. It was 3 years in August. I tapped into Ben Robinson, so he sort of sets my runs. So we do a mixture of intervals, there'll be hill work, just recovery runs, canicross runs, long run Sunday, as I call it. And then I go to the gym. At the moment, it's 4 times a week. So I'll do one session of legs, session of arms, a session with a personal trainer. It'll just give me a bit of a beast in, and a session which is full body. Mixture of arms and legs.
So how have you noticed that improve your running with the strength?
Well, to be fair, I have been neglecting strength and conditioning for, I know, for a while. So the gym session's only been probably about the last 7 weeks I've started up in the gym sessions. But I'm noticing the difference now. But it's just so easy just to, you focus on the running, forget about everything else, and then everything starts to hurt. And it's massages every fortnight just to keep me going through the season. But the last couple of times I've been for a massage, I think she's already saying that the difference, so you can tell the difference in the muscles, everything's feeling a little bit better. Had a long problem with my Achilles. That's going as well. But I just think it's all because I was ignoring the strength conditioning side of things.
I'm keeping stum here. I'm struggling, Michelle.
I know. I can see Louise is bouncing up and down, literally trying not to say anything, because we do bang on about strength all the time. So I'm really pleased, Sue, that you're back on it. It really does help, doesn't it? And I think we find a lot of people will show a preference towards going out for a run rather than going to the gym, but both are important, aren't they?
But I think I've realised now that how important it is, and it also helps with the mobility, flexibility. Flexibility at the moment in my shoulders is horrendous, so that's work in progress. So, but you don't realise.
Well, yeah, no, you don't. So when you started with Ben, did he want you to go to the gym and do it? So did you, when you originally started?
Yeah, he did. He set the running things, and then also some gym work as well, which strength and conditioning work, which maybe I just perhaps skipped more than I should have done. But that's why now I've got why I'm going to a train run on a Wednesday, because he's really having that one-to-one session every week is really making me sort of focus on different areas and what I really need to work on. Because you can do an exercise, you think you're doing it right, and you can go and do that way for years, and you've got somebody there going, well, actually, that's the wrong position, that's not working what it should be working, and which is what I found, that all of a sudden I'm finding muscles and aches where I shouldn't have them because everything was not being done correctly.
Yeah, because you've not been using your muscles properly.
Can I just say, thank you for being so honest, because actually it's really nice to hear that you didn't want to do it because, you know, it wasn't interesting, or wasn't an interest because you wanted to run. But actually now you see the difference, and I don't need to say anything else really, do I? I better get on it for next season.
Louisa's got some catching up to do now, I think. Are you quite competitive then? Because you do go to a lot of the same races, don't you?
I might let her beat me one day.
Tell you what, give me your dog and then I'll have a go.
I'll tell you what, you're free to run Oudred anytime you want to run Oudred.
Yeah.
Sid would not run with anybody else. So you'd be no good trying to take Sid off me. He's a bit of a mommy's boy, but Ooty, he'll run with other people. So if you want to fancy a run with Ooty.
Oh, you should have a go, Louise. I want to know what the difference is. Yeah, I think it'll be a good experience for you.
It'll be a bit like we recorded a session with Rhys. So if you haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
With the Canny Cross with small dogs. So here's a Jack Russell. And I gave him Pickle. And I ran up the hill with Luna, his Jack Russell, and then I called Pickle, and she ran, and he was like, okay. So I think it would be the same sort of thing. But it is interesting because Pickle is quite fast. I mean, you've seen her run, haven't you? But when she's on it, she is quite fast. But she, you know, when she's against other bigger Eurohounds, she hasn't got hope in some ways, unless I'm really fast. So it is down to me to keep her going.
But saying that, at Cannock Chase, we've got that horrible hill, which nobody likes. And you need to do the Hill of Death.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
We're talking about this in Chloe's podcast as well, weren't we? Yeah, she was talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was a bit of a shock to Chloe when she went down that hill. But the my fastest time down the hill is running with Murphy, who's only 17 kilos.
Yeah.
Because I felt I could actually run with him rather than putting brakes on.
Yeah.
And I think so there's, it swings and roundabouts with a course like Cannock. When you've got a really nasty hill, the smaller dog does actually pay off.
And I think a lot of the Cannock races are quite technical, and I think I think Pickle is probably better at that because she's more nimble to go around the races, the course. It is. And hopefully we'll be back next season racing a bit more. Obviously we had a little interruption this season.
Or two or three or four.
Or five, yes. Five. So that was good. So that's really good. So if you and the other important thing I think to mention about your strength training is you are a veteran. We both are, which is, what's the age range for the veterans? 50 to?
It's 50. It depends on, most of them are 50. Some of them run from veterans as 40.
No,
but generally it's 50.
And is there an upper limit? Because I'd never know the answer to this question.
No, I think Cannocks don't do a separate 60-plus prize giving at every event, but at the end of the season there is the first 60-year-old, which is what Cannocks do. In the Europeans and Worlds, they have a 60-plus category.
I better get on there then.
So I'm thinking not this year, but not next season, but the season after.
I'll be ahead of you then, because I'll be next season.
So you've got a season ahead of me, see? You've got a chance to get in there on that season.
Yeah, no, but so anyway, not discuss it. Michelle's just sitting there going, well, I have no idea what you're talking about being that old. But what I was trying to say was that at a older age, or in our late 50s, it's still not too late to add strength in and see the difference.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Because I say I didn't start running until I was 52 anyway. And now at 58, I think I surprised the trainer at the gym with just general strength. I think he expected a decrepit 58-year-old to walk in and
Yeah. Oh no, that's fantastic to me. So have you always been active? I know you've not always run. Have you always been kind of an active person?
We do a lot of walking and outdoors
things.
And my son did a lot of windsurfing when he was younger and he was competing. So we'd always be out weekends. So I'd be out on the boats, on the committee boat or on one of the boats on the water. He'd be out sailing. So he was like always out in the boat.
My son's a sailor.
it was nice, and I think you get a different perspective when you're out on the water watching them as well.
Yeah.
So so we've always been out and about, but sports wise, myself, not since I left school.
That's interesting, isn't it?
And I think it's brilliant that you can get into it, and you're showing that it's never too late, is it? So if you're out there listening, thinking, no, I'm too old, then you're definitely not.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Don't use that as an excuse. So bike jaw, you mentioned at the beginning that you started bike jaw and you're mad, completely mad. Why? And what's it like?
Again, I did a little bit with Bracken, although Bracken used to trot around, so it was actually quite a nice sedate little bike jaw. But having both Sid and Uhtred, you need to keep both dogs active. And as I said, I think Uhtred gets distracted on a shorter run. If I can't keep at his pace, he then starts sniffing and just generally bored, I think. So the bike was the best thing for him. But it's a real, real adrenaline rush. And I have had a few spills because Uhtred also likes squirrels.
Yeah, that's what worried me.
Yeah, so Squirrel jumped from one tree to the other tree, so he decided he was going to try and go up. So that was probably the worst crash I've had. The rest of them have been quite soft landings, but that was a bit of a... Yeah, that was made me go and get knee pads and everything else because I was pretty battered and bruised from that one. But it's just fun, and it gets him out, and you can see he really, really enjoys it on the bike. He can really open up, he can really run.
So how far do you generally let him run with the bike?
If you're racing, most races are around 5K.
Yeah.
I've been doing short course bike races with him, so that's only 3. Because trying to find somewhere to train is very difficult. It's not always the easiest thing to do. Where I can go, it's quite flat. So if you get a course where there's hills, it's not as big as you're used to doing. So I've just been racing in the 3K. But if he goes out on the bike, we can do 5 or 6K, but it's flat, not hilly.
Yeah.
I admire you for doing that because I have no intention of doing that. And mainly for the she would get distracted. And it's really interesting what you said about him. So when I walk, so I've just been walking the Southwest Coast Path and I canny trek Pickle. And she's a nightmare because she's just, she's bored or just sniffing. Whereas if we're running, she's not. She's fast enough to focus on it. And it is quite interesting with it. So, good luck with that one.
No, I wouldn't scooter. I think biking is easier than going on the scooter.
The scooter is better.
I had to go on the scooter.
We talked, who did we talk to about scootering? Oh, was that Kevin?
It was Kevin, yeah.
Yeah. So go and listen to that. That's one of the early ones that we did.
Yeah, eye-opening speeds on the scooter, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the balance as well, isn't it? That you have to change legs and, I'm strong.
And the corners, and the way they take the corners. I tried to go around the corner on the scooter as you would do on the bike. Well, that just happens to be a disaster and it doesn't work. as I found out. So I went one way, the scooter went the other way. But no, it just doesn't work.
No, I'm quite happy on my 2 feet. I think I feel safer on those.
Yeah, it's episode 38, if anyone out there is listening and wants to give the scooter.
Yeah, but don't let us put you off.
No, I would say hats off to anyone. I mean, and I've been, you know, when you're out there, because I do go out marshing, if I do the Midlands events, I tend to march the Midlands events, and you watch the scooters and you do see people come off, but they get back up again, they're off, the dogs enjoy it. Yeah. I think the humans enjoy it. The humans are all mad, but
So you go to a lot of events, don't you? Because you go to more than I do normally. But so you take the whole. So your husband doesn't run, does he, Alan?
No, he's the general dog's body. He's got the sweatshirt to prove it as well.
Does he enjoy going to the events, though?
He does. He's quite supportive, and you know, I do take the mickey out of him, but he's really supportive. He's the chauffeur. He takes the dogs out in the morning while I'm getting myself sorted. He's there at the finish line. He's there at the start line. You go out marshalling for mechanics events. He'll go out and they'll be marshalling the events as well. So, you know, although he doesn't run, he is quite involved. And as much as he said, he didn't want Sid, he didn't want OT. He's downstairs and he's got Sid one side, out to the other side. Couldn't look with him under a blanket. So it's...
Oh, yeah, that was the softest, aren't they? The ones that didn't
So he's a good support.
Yeah, that's really good. Good to hear. Because I think it is a bit... I mean, Andrew never comes to events. I think he's been to one event with me when it was pouring with rain and he couldn't go out cycling. I think that was why, but... Yes. But yeah, no, it's nice to have that support. But how did you do in the season then this year? What have you achieved?
So Midlands Canicross Veteran Ladies, I was third, which is I think where I was last year.
Yes, well. It was, because I was for ages and then you came along and took it off me.
But you're not bitter, are you, at all?
No, not at all.
Yes, but Sid had an injury in November, so I had to pull him out of a race in November, and he's really only got back into racing again. Did a couple of bike ones because it was flat in the forest, and it was nice and flat, and that way I could let him go at his own pace rather than having to pull this lump behind me. So I did have to run Ooty in some of the Midlands ones, and Ooty and the Midlands courses, there's just too many distractions for him because
he's wide, aren't
they? He's just Ooty and he's a bit special. So he's third. So he was third in that, but we did manage to get third in Bikeshore as well.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done.
And then the Canics series, I didn't do as many Canics ones this year. But surprisingly, I did come third in the Canics ones. I think I did 8 races, which is the minimum amount you need.
Well done.
So I was third there. BSF events, the first one at Thetford, had a really good run at Thetford with UT and got PB, 5K PB, which I was pleased with.
What was that?
But the next 20... Well, it's actually slow when you look at the veteran speeds.
No, I know. Oh, okay.
For a lot of, but in the scheme of things, it's slow. But for me, I was quite happy. I think it was 20:50. It was just over 5K.
Brilliant.
I was happy with that compared to some of the other veteran ladies. It's
But again, it's the age thing again, isn't it?
The running. It's the running age, not just pure age. It's running age as well. Like some people have been running since childhood. And that all adds up, doesn't it, as well?
Yeah. So, but I was pleased with that. But that was his duty as well. So I was pleased with that. Didn't do quite so well at the next event with him at Dalby. Not Dalby. No, somewhere up north. I get mixed up with the forest. They all merge into one, don't they?
Dalby's near us, I think, yeah.
No, Dalby is North Yorkshire.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it must be Dalby then. I don't think the course suited him.
It is interesting.
Because I do there are courses that are suited. There's a bit like the flat courses, like Thetford, which is just really, it's a sprinting course because there's not, whereas anything a little bit more technical in would suit Sid better. Anything with any hills suits Sid better. So it's quite interesting that you can have two dogs, exactly the same parents, but just litters 2 years apart, but they suit different courses. So going back to the results, in BSF I ended up seventh in veteran female.
So do you get to go out to any of the European ones or not?
I'd like to go to the ICF in Italy. But again, it's going to come down to how many, what the numbers are like.
Yeah.
So, but it'd be nice to go. But I'm doing the TSB in France again in October. So it'd be nice to be able to do Italy and then cross over into France to do the TSB because it's not too far from each other.
No, they're not. It's nearer than here, isn't it? So that's really good. You've done a really good, you've had a really good, you've been really consistent.
Third at the TSB as well. It's like something about thirds for me.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get rid of those for you. Or overtake you. Hey! I'm going to come back so strong in this next.
You're raring to go. I can feel it, Louise.
Well, my running coach hopefully will get me fitter, and I've got another plan as well in the offering. So, good. Not giving you secrets away. People will probably get pregnant again or something like that, you know. We shall see.
Well, you know, the offer of Utrecht is there.
I know. Well, actually, Natalie offered me Ernie as well, which I was going to do at one point. But I can't remember why it didn't work out in the end. But anyway, we'll see. We will see. Brilliant. So can people follow you on social media or because you obviously show a lot of your Canny Cross stuff there?
Yeah, I've got Instagram page. But it's under Sue Brax because Brax was the nickname for Bracken. So it's still paying homage to Bracken. Although he's not running, he's quite happily retired, lying on the sofa until he doesn't hear that gate click into the kitchen, at which point he's up and he's got his nose in food. It's Sue_Brax.
Brilliant. We'll put that in the show notes as well so people can come and follow you and see all your dogs in their glory. So brilliant. Excellent. So thank you, Sue, for your Canny Cross story. And that's been a really great one. I think, you know, just sort of starting running in your 50s and understanding what strength means.
Oh, yes, I do now, definitely now.
That's fantastic. So thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate that.
No, you're welcome. I just hope Ben's not listening when he realises he's actually ignored his strength and conditioning.
I'll tag him. Make sure he hears. Brilliant. So thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you have a Canny Cross story like this, which, you know, you've done something, you started running late, or you've done loads of strength and conditioning and not as much running, then do let us know. Just message us on Canny Cross Conversations and we will have a chat with you. But we'll see you on the next episode. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends.
And if you get a moment, please leave us a review. We'll see you next time on Canny Cross Conversations.